Pierre. He's our general manager. I suspect he wants to, did you want to give him a little preamble?
No, just ask anything you've got. I'm here. You've got me. Anything that's been on your mind for the last little while, go ahead.
Don't be shy.
Yeah. So, you know what?
I think they're ready.
Yes, I was wondering in the release for the assistant general manager, you said like there might be a wording, plenty of phrases that there might be an assistant general manager. Is there any plans to maybe bring in a second person?
Yeah, there are. Obviously, Peter's here, first time that he's here tonight. He's not going to start officially until October 1st. So Peter has a great legal background. He's got a pretty good hockey background too, as far as when you work in the agent business, you have to know about development and what it takes, because you take players at about 15, 16, even earlier than that, 14. So he's got a pretty knowledgeable hockey background. He's got a great legal background. I'm tired of arguing with every agent, so we'll let him do that. So he's going to do a lot of things, but I think for us to get to the level that we need to, again, we're going to find the right candidate. Down the road, we could be adding another assistant. Not for the immediate today, but for down the road we are. So
for that additional GM that you're looking at, what skill? So in regards to the additional assistant that you're going to be hiring or looking for, what roles and responsibilities are you looking to hand off to them? What skills and abilities and experience are you looking for in a candidate? And with that free time being delegated out, what will you be looking to do with your additional free time?
So, obviously, Peter has, as I would say, complete package, but it's more expertise in negotiations, contracts, all that thing. So, looking for probably more of a hockey guy, someone that we could probably, because Peter will be the GM in Belleville for now, so someone that could take on those responsibilities that is, you know, Peter doesn't come from experience as far as management, but maybe someone with experience. So when it comes to picking candidates, you never want to put anything in stone. You want to, like, we interviewed 9 guys, and Peter was just head and shoulders the best guy. So if it comes to that, and it's not going to come right away, once we feel that we can move forward with another candidate, then we wanted to make sure that we get the right guy. But it probably someone with a bit more hockey background or hockey experience. It could be scouting, it could be management, it could be development, it could be coaching, something along those lines.
And with that free time, what would you like to focus on?
Me?
Yeah. That would be delegated.
Probably getting my life back. Is that fair?
Yeah.
I haven't.
No.
I think it's been a trying summer. You know, personally, I'll tell you, I've worked pretty much every weekend. I did take a few days off after the season. I went to Arizona to play about 4 or 5 days of golf right before the lottery. I've worked every day, so just because there's so many, you know, we're never been a big staff in our hockey operations group. And people sometimes will say, well, you don't want to spend money. No, we could if we wanted to. It's about getting the right people. When this is the number of people you can have making decisions, you know, everyone's got an input and everyone's input's going to matter. And sometimes it could be like the people right beside you and have 47 people, and sometimes it's not the best thing because you know your voice is never heard.
On the topic of staff, so you guys expanded the amateur scouting staff earlier. Is there any plans to expand the pro scouting staff?
We're still looking at that. We'd like to do that. A few irons in the fire, but you know, pro scouting staff, we're pretty much on the average where the league is with as far as our numbers of people. We got 3 pro guys, and then we got a 4th guy that does about half of it. Steve Sterling does college recruitment, but also does pro. So we're 3.5, and that's pretty good. And I'll admit it to you that pretty much every night I watch NHL hockey, it's what I do on a pretty regular basis. So one league I should know and I do know well is the NHL.
So. I believe now in your amateur staff, you're net zero when it comes to your hires and leases?
Yeah, we're about the same.
Okay. But so the fact that the three hires, go ahead.
The quality might be better than what we had previously. Okay. It's not never about quantity, it's about quality.
Right.
That's what we always got to be sure about.
Okay, sure. Any concerns in regards to the fact that none of them have been NHL scouts?
No, not at all. because the Czech guy comes, his father is Detroit scout, so he comes from a great family, and I can speak. My dad was a scout, and I think I did a pretty good job scouting. The Kyle Flanagan got some experience last year, one of the smartest players we've ever had. And sorry if I get a memory blank here, because I did talk. And Dubois comes from another hockey family. Lucien was his dad. His brother's an agent, so I'm not worried about. And they've all had experience, like Kyle as a player. So he started last year after the concussion, got a taste of it. Christian has been director of hockey operations for Schwinnigan, works for St. John, so he's got experience. So it's not even. There are things that worry me in life. That's one of the last things that worries me in life. And someone that values amateur scouting as a general manager a lot, not even worried at all about it.
Has Clark MacArthur shown any interest in regards to working with you guys? That you can share with us?
Yes, he has.
Okay.
Yes, he has. I think as guys like Chris Kelly, and we want to make sure we find the right roles for him. Like Chris Kelly right now is so engaged in his role as far as doing player development, him and Sean Donovan. You know, I say that we brought our workforce up, we doubled our workforce, but we only had one, but we did double it. So having those two guys now, we're getting to where we want to be. Again, we could have 10 guys in development. I don't know how worth it would be, because these two guys are aligned, and when they talk to our prospects, when they're in Belleville, when they'll be in Ottawa, they'll always be able to always be in the same line what we want it to be. Like, I met with him today, I meet with him regularly. Our assistant GM is going to meet with him regularly to make sure that everyone's on the right path.
Any
questions?
Sure. First of all, thanks for taking the time. I know it's a really busy time of year for you. One of the things that was referenced in your short video when you met with the media was the idea of opening up to analytics a little bit, using that to drive decision making. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested if you could expand on that a little bit. Or how it's currently being used.
Right now, I really like our analytics guy. I really like him. He's what I consider a genius. I don't want to tell him that, and because he talks too much. He just goes on and goes on and goes on and talks to him, but he's really right down. Now, how we use it? For scouting, it's, for NHL scouting, we can use formulas and methods, and because everything is on, all the data you get is pretty much on a same, even plane as far as getting that. For scouting a junior, it can be very difficult because how the data is gathered is not done on a professional level. So we're always very careful for that. But at the NHL level, our coaches use it. They our coach meet with our analytics consultant on a regular basis about where we are. I get reports after this. I don't want to get a report there after every game, but we get a report after every five games where we are. There's certain things that we look at a lot at is scoring chances. Scoring chances really for us is a tool that we look at as far as how many you give up. We grade them A, B, C scoring chances. How many A chances you give up, you know, and how those players are on the ice. Those players that are correlated to giving up chances or getting chances, you know, and the coaches use it a lot for matchups, pairings, etc. But I don't want to really get into it because I don't want them to know. But I'm a scout, so I always believe in this my scouting background. But we've all learned in our hockey group that we can use it as tools, and we feel that it's important to use it as tools, but at the end of the day, you still got to go with your gut feeling. But if you're not sure about things or you want to verify things, sometimes it's good to go with that one. And it's something we're going to look to expand as we move forward. But again, we don't want to expand too much, but we want to make sure that we do it right.
A lot of pressure. So basically, one of the things that I've noticed over the past couple of days is you talked to preach about building trust in the fan base, mm-hmm. trust in having you as a general manager, trust in the owner, and building the development. All right, develop a winner under this owner. One of the things that I've noticed is you've been here since 2007. You've been here you were here in 2011 when you sold the same thing as a rebuild. I'm just wondering, over the past couple of years, what have you learned? Like, what have been the pitfalls? What have been the mistakes? What have you learned? And what's going to change from what it was a couple of years ago?
Well, there was another general manager at the time that was
sure.
Said he's
absolutely
the greatest man I've ever met. I'll go on the record for that. And Brian, in whatever he wanted to do, I'm not going to say we derive for the plan, but we have a plan in place and we're going to stick to it. We could go 41-0. Don't think it's going to happen. You never know. But we could go 41-0 to start off the year, and we're going to stick with the plan. You're not going to see us trade prospects, kids, to try and get better right away. That's not what we're doing. And that's one thing I've learned is no matter what the results are, we're not going to derive from the plan. And I know it's tough, and it's not fun to hear, and no one wants to hear it. Like, my buddies don't want to hear them when I talk to them about a rebuild. But for us to be good in the long term, we have to be. You look at all the teams that have won cups that have stayed at the top, we're going to stay at the top, and you guys know who they are. Like, the Chicago's did it, the Toronto's did it. I'm not going to name other teams because maybe they haven't done it successfully, but we're trying, we're not going to get say we're going to go exactly like one team, but we're going to try and be, we're going to try and do our own thing and just rebuild with a great group of kids we have, and we have the best since I've been here. And we're going to try and use those, keep some core veterans, and try to build this thing slowly but surely. Well, not slowly, at the right pace.
Right.
Yeah.
But it takes more than just losing to be good. Like, it takes more than like high draft picks to be good.
Oh,
like,
no, no.
What steps are you planning on taking to build things and ensure that it gets better before it ever gets worse? Well,
it's not about losing. You're right. You're bang on about that. But it's about seeing progression. Like, this year we got to see progression. Or else it's not, the rebuild is not going in the direction we want it to be. I think the one thing is we cleaned up our room after last season. I'm not going to name names, but we've cleaned up our room. Always having a good room. Always having the veterans that can lead the kids into buying in into what we do. And at the same time, it's more... talk to our amateur staff, and we're not always going to draft the highest skill guy. We're going to draft the player that helps us win the most. That comes with character. That's something that, those are intangibles that we're always going to try. That's easier to say now, but sometimes when you get in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, sometimes you try to go to a home run with the skill guy, we're going to do less and less of that now. Just because at the end of the day, those guys, most of them don't ever pay. Did I answer your question as best as I could? Or?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay.
Like, I was just wondering because I was at the Ottawa Hockey Analyst Conference on the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and Elias was talking,
yeah.
and he mentioned that he wasn't involved in like trade scenarios. It was mostly like working with the coaches, right?
Well,
so I'm just curious. Like
he is, but he does know because a few times I'll ask him questions,
right?
And he's not directly involved in trade scenarios. No, I'm going to be honest with you, no. But a lot of times I'll just throw some stuff at him to see how he responds to me. Just because I want to be careful about how the information gets out, because sometimes you guys get no more than I know. I've checked my office for bugs because it doesn't make sense. So that part about it is, directly he's not involved as far as trends. I'll admit that to you, but that doesn't mean that he won't be involved moving forward as far as, not directly, but indirectly he will be.
Yeah, and that was just the follow-up.
Yeah.
It seems like you're expanding that like portfolio just to make sure.
Yeah, to a certain degree we will. I'm meeting with him over the next few weeks, and you know we were supposed to go play golf. I never had the chance, and that was one thing I was going to do. Is I want to develop a certain type of rating, which we have internally, to use externally with the 30 teams, where the value of players and the grade and stuff like that. That's what I was going to talk about. So,
nice.
Okay.
I feel out of place. I'm just a hardcore fan that likes to make videos. maybe I can video document the rebuild, yeah? Or why not? You need that kind? We can do it.
So, a big storyline for the upcoming season that
we'll just do one more, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
That's
it.
No. Hey, you tell us.
Time we got. So, lots of fans are watching the contract negotiations that are coming up for like Stone, Duchesne, mm-hmm. Engel. Have the conversation started with their agents at all?
Stone, we were really close on a long, long-term deal. And we're close enough that I think we have faith to do what we need to do. At the same time, a lot of things can happen from now to then. We can talk. We can't put anything really efficient on paper. And Duchesne, they knew that we were working on something else. And maybe as recently as today we talked. But anyways, it just when you say stuff like that people expect that the contract will be done tomorrow, and that's not the way it works. Anyone who's ever done contracts knows that it's a process, and both those contracts are going to be, if we ever get the chance to sign either or both, that they're going to be the biggest contracts in Senators history, so we have to make sure that we do. Gentlemen, do you have any questions? Oh, you're all together?
Okay. Two quick ones. You've obviously had a very difficult summer.
Mm-hmm.
For multiple reasons.
Yes.
In regards to
my girlfriend hates me, by the way. So just
So in regards to the challenges that you have had, who have you been able to lean on for help and support?
Tim Patterson, Sean McCulley, Allison Long.
These are all your executive?
Yeah, Allison's our manager of hockey administration.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Patterson has done an amazing job as far as a lot of contract research, a lot of prep work. And Sean has done a great job in the office. And no one ever hears about the people in the background, but they've been great. So,
last one.
Which one of you? There's one of you guys that plays baseball. That's you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What team again? Okay, that's what I
thought.
No, I've been beat a few times. I didn't play the last 2 years, but yeah.
And just last one, why should we continue to be Ottawa Senators fans?
Blake one to end with, thanks.
You know what? It's a bit what I told TV yesterday. Have faith in what we're doing. You know what? Contrary to other, I think all of you from Ottawa, I'm not sure if you are or not. I'm from Ottawa. I'm going to live here my whole life. And I care about this team. I was here when the team first came. What we're doing here is for long-term success. And we're going to do it right. And the fact that we got a lot of good young kids, I think, helps us out. And it's not always about the big names. It's about the team. And sometimes you have to understand that. You can have as many big names as you want, but sometimes that doesn't bring cup after cup after cup. For us, what we want to do is we want to contend every year for the cup. We want to bring attributes to the team that people can identify with. You know, the character, leadership, accountability, youthful energy. I don't know if you guys know your hockey that well. I admit, I'm not even on Twitter. I was on Twitter for a while and someone figured out who I was, so I got off. So I don't know if you guys saw how we played yesterday. Like, the way we've played now has changed from last year. We're going to be way more exciting. Just on the first goal, where the F2 was to support the puck and get a scoring chance. And through the game, a few times we reverted back to how we were a bit last year. And, you know, if we're up by two goals and 10 minutes to go, well, you might see a neutral zone trap where we try to just block the neutral zone counterattack. I can tell you, I've met with Keith numerous times, and we've made a commitment for the way we play, be more entertaining, but at the same time to bring a success at the same time. Now, I can say all this to you.
Mm-hmm.
If our goalies don't stop the puck, we're not going to win many games. So you guys are smart enough to know that. So the secret to having a good team, three things. Good goaltending, good coach, talent. Still very complicated. If you have those three things, you'll be pretty good. And I didn't say GM in there.
Thanks,
Kara.
Thank you.
Thanks
for your time.
Thank you.
Hope that was good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much.
I did see your video.
Which one?
The one about you broke the TV. My buddy showed it.
Yes, it's reached the top.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I took heat from that. So.
Did you really break it?
Yeah, well, it was at my child, my 4-year-old, broke it.
So it was already broken.
It was already, of course.
Okay,
and the liquor wasn't real.
No, it's the only thing I've seen. My buddies, I was at my friend's house. Where was I at my friend's house? And he goes, Pierre, you gotta see this. I really don't want to see this. And he showed it to me. So.
Carlson saw it too, and he enjoyed it.
Oh yeah.
He's a good spirit.
That's good. It's a game. We all love it. It's a game. Okay, let's not.
Yeah,
it's not life or death.
I gotta control
my.
It's
all right. Anyways, thanks again.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Where are
we going?
Thanks, guys. So I know we switched up the schedule on you a little bit, and I was hoping that I would get to talk to you before Pierre did, but I'm going to do it this way instead. Craig and Matt and Brian and I, I've been here 6 weeks. So, and my name's Amy Daniel, just in case you don't know, but. I've been here about 6 weeks, and one of the things, I actually had a bit of a plan before I even came into this job, and one of the pieces on my plan was to modernize, and I'm using that as a really big term to talk about essentially being way more digital. The Ottawa Senators as an organization is behind big time. got a little bit lazy in our marketing, but we also just kind of didn't evolve with the time. And I have made a commitment to stop that. So we are going to be moving forward with a program this year. It's not really a program, it's just recognizing our digital media as equal with traditional media. So it's quite wonderful to have you guys out here tonight. There's no special, one, maybe a little bit of time here, but there's also no special kind of program for tonight. We want to enjoy a game, but we wanted to let you know we're going to be starting a digital press box. So you'll be in the press box, like right next to them. It might move at the beginning of the season just to kind of figure out where to go. But there's going to be a digital press box. You'll get credentialed like regular, like the traditional press. And you can participate with us as much or as little as you want to. We are just looking to give you guys access to the organization as traditional press would have. And we're looking, you know, to be able to have conversations with you when that makes sense and provide information when that makes sense as you need it to inform whatever it is that you're doing, much like the interview that you had with Pierre. And really, it's a new program for all of us. There's no expectation. There's no set schedule. There's no kind of program. It's just, as this evolves, tell us what you want. We'll see if we can make it happen. We'll see if we can get you more access to, you know, guys like Pierre, guys like players. This, on the business side, we're not that special, so you can have all the access to us you want. And we'll just kind of see how it goes. Want you guys to be part of the conversation. You already are part of the conversation. I think it's just, for me, it's felt like you're a bit arm's length, and we don't want that to continue. We'd like for you to be, you know, and our traditional media isn't always kind to us either, so that's not what we're not here to be like, hey, that's not it at all. We want it to be just balanced, and we want you guys to have access when you want it. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have. I know you guys know Craig way more than you know me. So I'm happy to answer questions, but we're also here to kind of ask you guys a few questions about, is this something that you would want to do? Do you have other people that you think should be included in this group? Like, how do you guys want to run it? Because it's as much your program as it is ours. Well, I haven't gone out and done a poll, but the reality is, you know, they need to start understanding that the media landscape is changing, and to consider that digital media is not the same, in my opinion, is the wrong way to view it, and in whatever ways that our fans are connecting, that's how we're gonna embrace this. I don't plan on asking.
You know, some of the people think of that.
Yeah.
We went to school for this, what do you guys do? I broke the TV.
Yeah. You know what? It's legitimate forms of communication, and we need to embrace all of those. And again, I think we do ourselves a disservice by not acknowledging that the media landscape is changing, and we need to be modern. We need to be as modern as the landscape is, and we definitely haven't been.
A good example of that is, like, I go to a lot of world, there's things like, no one's asked about parking. Like, that's something that traditionally, like, doesn't give a shit about. But, like,
asked him, for me, what I loved was, like, who else supported you? What a great way to give some kudos to some guys in the background, because I think everyone always sees Pierre, but he doesn't do it by himself.
Like, I go to a lot of scrums, and, like, it's the same questions all the time. Honestly, like, at least there was some different stuff here, so it shows that, like, those guys know what they know, and they do what they do. Like, I think Graham's a good example. Like, you did this, and you turned it into that. You know what I mean? Like, it's something where, like, look at guys who, like, create their own jobs. You can do that. It's a weird time where you can just make your own job. Like, my friend Ben over here, he's broke bust TV, and, like, the GM of his favorite hockey team says, like, the days of, like...
And Eric Carlson messaged me saying, I love
exactly,
that.
The days of, like, it used to be, like, you have to have these platforms. Now you can, like, make your own. Like, it's... And that's one of the things that, like, Egan and I were talking about, like, that we've missed out, like, we have data, and it's, so yeah, I mean, we chatted a little bit before, but, like, is there anything outside of what you talked about that you think you might need, or even something that we mentioned that you want more of, or what, like, if you guys have any ideas, like, let me know, I'm happy to help you guys.
And again, you know, the thing for me is this is an evolution. Yeah. Let's try it out. Let's see how it goes. If you guys are like, oh, we need aid, you're missing some key people that I think, you know, we'd like to mention. We're gonna include on a semi-regular basis people outside of kind of the hardcore sports market that are dealing with the view of look hockey from maybe a different angle. So we might do someone who comes in and does maybe focus on our food, for instance. Or someone who comes in and does maybe they pull on the behind the scenes game day experience to kind of show people, like from a technical perspective, kind of how that goes. So we're gonna bring people in and out, but we do know you guys are the base. And so if you're open to it and you want to be credentialed and you want to come to the game, you want to check it out.
And like I get
then that, we're open to it and we want to be flexible to what you might want.
Like I get you guys have jobs, like you guys have lives.
Yeah.
If there's ever anything you need, like if you have a question for a player, let me know. I'll ask and I'll send you the audio if you have it. Like I'm happy to help facilitate that because I get that it's hard like to show up to practice on the tube. It's not realistic, but like if you say, hey, I have a question about Pokemon, I'll ask and I'll find out what it is, a quote or something. Like whatever, if that's something that will help you guys. Like, happy to do it. I mean, I write for the Ottawa Senators, and it's like we were talking before. It's like I write everything I write is the pros. You guys can write whatever you want. Like if I can help you guys tell a different story, like I'm happy to do that.
You just have to get better at Photoshop.
Yeah.
Well, we have an expert in Photoshop.
I never take a grief.
Yeah.
I Photoshop.
Yeah.
Can you get me an iPhone so my periscopes are in 4K?
Yeah. We'll probably have some like that.
Can we ask you some marketing questions?
Yeah, for sure.
I have one. I bet everyone in the room is curious to know. But, you know, you're doing the job.
Yeah.
The organization went through a real psyop period. And one of the first things that came out was a media with basically a fireside chat with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you know that the owner and the relationship with the community is pretty censored.
No way.
Why is this being front and center? And especially the kind of the way it came out, it kind of sounds like, you know, he said some things he probably wasn't supposed to. So like, why?
You know, that's a really great question because I think, you know, I mean, I read Twitter and I was like, you know, people want to be fired. Here's the thing: at the end of the day, and that's fine. I get it. You know, and was everything about that video beautiful and polished and what have you? And I'll tell you, we did have a very polished version of that. Where he was just going to kind of give a speech and essentially give a very front and center version of the letter. And actually, it was his idea, and he was like, look, I'm a passionate guy, I know what I'm talking about, but it's much better for me to feel more comfortable like it's a chat, and then that way I feel like I can better communicate with the fans, and they don't just see me as a robot, it's a little bit more personal. And yes, was it, you know, in certain circumstances I can see that people would look at it and go, oh, that was really awkward. But for him, that was very natural. And I think that he just wanted to be in a situation where he could speak a little bit more honestly about his feelings and his plans and what he felt about the team. And, you know, I personally give him kudos for that. He wasn't shying away from it. He didn't say, no, I only want something scripted. He was willing to go off script a bit. And, you know, take for it what he will. I think that he did a pretty good job with it, and I think that, you know, he's got some ways to go, and I'll leave it at, I think for him, he was comfortable with it, and it was an opportunity for him to connect with his fans, and he did it in his way, and I respect that.
Is the long-term the way to stick with the community
center,
or is
there a... Whoa! Well, this is Janice. Janice is our director of digital media. We're like, is the long-term plan... The plan for this year is to stick with the Centurion. Can I answer it that way? How long-term is long-term? I can't comment past this year.
3D Centurion.
The Centurion that is in the middle of the ice right now is what we're sticking with this year.
So are there options when you consider that?
Always. I think that, you know, if you're not considering other options for the brand, you're standing still. So we're always considering, yeah, other options.
So I guess sort of similar to that, are there plans to bring in a third jersey as well?
The third jersey is coming this year. We will have a third jersey this year. It'll be the Centennial Classic jersey from last year.
Will that be carried on perpetuity?
Good question. We're not in a position, just logistically, we're not in a position to have to make that decision today. So I think at this point in our year. So I think we'll kind of see what the reception is of the jersey, and if people really like it, then yes. And if they don't, then we might make a change. Yeah, but it'll be every Thursday game, which I think is about 10 Thursday games.
So what was the response to the Belleville jersey?
I honestly can't comment on that. I haven't had a chance to talk to the Belleville staff. Okay. We've had some things to deal with in the Ottawa area.
So this is
bigger
6 weeks, obviously this is a focus for you. What else
do you have? So I've got four things I want to accomplish. Not just this year, but I think it's gonna take a few years of just kind of doing them and doing them well. And one is your recording, because I won't say what it is, but I'll put it in a nicer way. We need to own our stuff. We need to accept that we've made some mistakes, and we need to address them, and we need to move on from them. One person, and I have a whole organization that's, you know, trying to move into this more accountable format. So we need to be more accountable. The second pillar is to modernize, which we talked about. So that's Janice has joined our team as a director of digital media. You know, we're starting to reach out and use and coordinate with people like you a lot more. We're getting more creative in terms of how we reach out to fans, how we communicate with them. So modernization is a huge piece of it. Create connection. So that's the third pillar. So that really has a lot to do with our roster. A lot of people don't know who's on our roster. I mean, there's a lot of new guys. So if at the end of the year, people can name five guys that are on our roster that they couldn't name at the beginning of the year, and they know something about them, about their life or about their career, that isn't just how many wars they schooled, that'll make me very happy. We need to get the community connected with guys that are on the ice. And then the last one is we need to have some goddamn fun. Like, it's time to just, it's a little bit, you know, stayed in the stadium, and I think the offices are feeling a little bit stuffy, and, you know, we're in hockey. This is the coolest job in Canada, and we get to come here, we get to come to the stadium, we get to have a great experience, cheer on our players, and I just want to have way more fun. And if you can come to the stadium and you can have a much better experience by the end of this season, I feel like we will have accomplished something. So those are kind of my four pieces. Anyone else? Do you guys have any questions for Janice or?
I have one question.
Yeah.
One of the things that was mentioned recently by Nicholas was this idea that a recent survey said that 75% of fans approve of the direction they took. I'm interested in your 6 weeks, if you've noticed a significant difference in like what you hear from season ticket holders versus what you see in the social media.
I can tell you what I can. So we did do a big research project that we completed. It was pretty much almost completed by the time I started, so I saw the results of it 2 weeks after starting. And I can tell you there is a fairly big discrepancy between hardcore fans and the general population. So people who are hockey fans, who come to, you know, 4 or 5, 10 games a year, but aren't kind of hardcore watching it, reading what's online or next to listening to TSN 1200. These are people who have hockey as part of their life, but hockey is not their life. And the general populace is much, generally much more positive, and they're excited about the season, they're excited to just have fun with that in their lives. So I think when you look at that, that's where you kind of get to that point where you're like, okay, in general, but yeah, we've got some work to do with our hardcore fans. I mean, they've followed us. Lots of them have some concerns, and I think, you know, this past week was tough for them. But I think they're also, at their core, like really truly believe they want us to win. They want to win here in their city. That's why they're so upset, right? And so I do think that we're going to have to prove it to them that we deserve it, but that they will get back on board and see that, you know, this is a team we're
working for. I watch this. Yeah. One of my ambassadors, Chris Neal, Chris Dills, has spoken a lot about community involvement. So I'm wondering if there's any specific events that you plan that players or any management plan on attending this year.
So that's a great question. That has to do with the creating connections piece. So one of the things that we're looking at is creating a more kind of concerted program where we match players with community initiatives that they're interested in. I mean, this isn't something that we're going to throw them in. We need to find out a little bit more about what they want to contribute in the community, and we will just help facilitate that. But we're really early days with the guys. We're just getting to know them. that'll be something that will evolve over the season. But yeah, our goal is to have them start to, you know, build their own profile. We can help facilitate it, but their involvement in the community needs to be a little bit self-motivated, and I think a lot of them are very, very keen to do that.
Only thing I've got more of a recommendation and something that I kind of had drawn up for the team. Wouldn't mind your guys' opinion also for it. In regard, and I know that in the town halls, Eugene ended up talking about comparing things to the Raptors and to what Vegas is doing.
I have heard that, yeah. I mean, I wasn't here at the time, but I've heard, yeah.
Ottawa's a very different market.
Yep.
And his counter to the money, or to the presentation that they have out there, is we're small market, I don't have the money. Where, especially if you're looking to make the connections with the community, the way that I would kind of recommend things to me is that Ottawa is a region, not a small market, but a regional market, that being the capital of Canada, should have a national and global appeal.
I agree.
In regards to just branding, what I got capital gains to do this first. This is, it's
okay.
A mock-up.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
For a side patch.
Yeah.
I think the O is more representative.
Can you sell this? Or sell
this
to me. I got a fiber reference. No, but can you send that to me? I would love this. This is essentially just
a mix of, and I'll write it up, but it's a mix of three different logos that we've had in the past.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I can see the, like, the, you slanted the, like, that was, this is the horizontal.
Right from the black and white.
Okay,
one.
Okay.
From the original,
Yeah, I mean, send it.
From the bid logo, with the star on it.
Cool. Your timing is very good, so send it to me.
There's a big thing about the Canadian flag, too. I'd rather, if you name yourself as Canada's team, you're going to get shot. But if you put it on the Peace Tower, then you're fine.
Yeah.
That's
good.
I have a logo.
Yeah, more for that. Can you sell it to me?
Okay. So you were saying, so you had the idea, but then you were talking about from a game experience. Did you have some recommendations on that as well?
To be honest, because what did we do? At least you kept the lights on now.
Yeah.
I've been to 18 different arenas.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I've been to 18 different arenas.
Yeah, okay.
So really, when people complain about the music and the entertainment, it's not different from place to place.
It's almost all the same. Yeah. It really is, in terms of the music.
Yeah. So we are
going to be working on our music mix this year, just so you know, because I think we went down a path, and again, I wasn't here, but from what I've heard, I think we went down a path of, like, kind of more...
rock.
Yeah, like, yeah. Hard, really hard rock, and then even some, like, 80s, 90s, like someone told me the other day that the guy that plays music was only allowed to play 90s music. I don't know if that's true or not, but we're going to be looking to partner with some people who have a lot more knowledge about the musical tastes of Canadians and people in Ottawa in general to help us program. I mean, I don't want to guess.
As someone who, like, is here for every week, yeah. It's like a maddening exercise to come to the same place and listen to the same music every time. Yeah. So it's like, believe me, it's
Missing Chiclets drove me nuts because they have one
so
set.
I can tell you the Chiclets will not be here this time. I don't mind, but it's just the one set over and over.
But yeah, I think one of the things, Dave, you're going with is, like, some of the suggestions we've seen. I know Vegas has been used as a comparable because they are, like, you know,
up
here.
Of course. And it's not the money aspect. They have access to things that we don't have access to.
Do you?
Look at their celebrity.
Well, the celebrity part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he could walk down the street, in Vegas, walk down the street and just grab talent.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not. Wasn't.
But as a hockey fan, I don't. Granted, it's the level of fandom. I don't really care about.
So what do you care about? What is it about the experience that you?
So then it's non. Like, I hope that you go in October, whenever it is.
Yeah, I am gonna go. I am gonna go for sure. They've been recommended to me, and then
Nashville.
I want to go to Chicago. Nashville. Nashville's the other one that has been recommended.
I recommend Winnipeg.
Okay.
Because Winnipeg's around the same level.
Yeah. Well, and they have a smaller arena.
Yes. There's a lot more.
Sorry, guys.
I gotta get up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Honestly, guys, I'm gonna try to pop down in intermission if that's your turn.
They need an exemption.
Awesome, okay. Thanks, honestly, guys, thanks for coming.
Thank you. But with that, like,
I'm going to try to come back
up. Then I don't think it's in the lights, but when we went to Vegas, from the start of the warm up through to puck drop, non-stop.
The in-show host was constantly doing things.
Okay.
In fact, there was times we were realizing, oh, we just went through a whole TV timeout. I did not even realize.
You
but I always realized.
Because there was something, yeah, there was something.
Always going on.
The really, like here you notice, like once the warm-up's over, just music being played, typically. Maybe some
the lights are on.
Sometimes the lights go down before the puck drop.
I think these are all good things, and I would love to maybe do a separate meeting where we talk a little bit more about the game day, like the in-game experience, because I know it's a key piece for me. We have a new director of game day operations. Her name's Emily Knight. She's worked here for a while, but she's been promoted, and she's she and I have had a lot of good conversations, and she's super flexible about what things to try. But the reality is I need the feedback. I want to know what you guys are, you know, like, and frankly, you guys are
the opportunities.
Yeah, you guys are more open to telling me. You know, I think I ask, oh no, you know. You guys have very specifics. You go to a lot of games, you go to a lot of arenas, you see what's out there. I can benefit from that. So I would love to sit down. So I'll just tell Craig to maybe get, I'm happy to do it with everybody and get some feedback, but I'd love to do a follow-up meeting just for the game day experience. I want the game day experience to evolve over the season, where hopefully on the last game of the season, we're way closer to that non-stop. We're gonna have to evolve though, right? Like, I can't change overnight. We also have a fan base that there is a lot of fans in our scene that like the way it is, so we just gotta bring them along. We can't do a wholesale change overnight, but I'm gonna push them probably faster than they want to go.
Good question. Are there plans for any more town hall meetings?
Really good question. I actually, Nick Ruskowski would know the answer to that. I have heard rumblings that yes, but I think they'll be in a different format. They'll be in a different format. I don't know what that format is, but yeah, I think that's the point, right? Is we can't do something once and then drop it. I think we've had a tendency to maybe do that in the past. But yeah, we need to evolve them as it makes sense to evolve them. Kind of like what we're doing here. We need to do it, we need to keep doing it, but we need to change it if it's not working. Cool. Yeah, I didn't bring cards, but Craig knows how to get a hold of me. I'm happy to talk to you guys anytime, sit down, chat about stuff like game day or promotions or whatever like is working that you guys want to see. We want to do more of that stuff. So.
And I'm really open to whatever feedback to establish a relationship with everyone as well.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I know BMO is going to get you guys credentialed. As far as I understand it, like my instruction was same.
Okay.
As far as I understand it. I hope you guys enjoyed the game.
You know me.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Take care. Enjoy the game, guys.
Thank
and
you.
As I said, you know, I hope this is just. I just want to have a conversation. That's the whole point of this, right? Okay. Are you gonna stick around?
Stick around for a bit.
Okay. No, right.